Tom, I have a twofold question to ask you here, if you don't mind, as we begin this particular segment. Number one, is there a difference between Islam and a Muslim? And then to add to that, why do you believe that Islam is the greatest threat to America today?
Well, okay. First of all, yes, Islam and the Muslim are two separate fields. And we as Christians, when we address the subject, we've got to separate these issues. Islam is an ideology. It is the religion. It is a system that Muhammad started 1400 years ago. The Muslim is the person. He's the adherent. He's the one who follows it. And it's like you can't judge, though, what Islam is by what you know of a Muslim, because he may not be a faithful Muslim. He may not be knowledgeable. He may be following his own version of Islam, that he want his God that he wants him to be, whatever, like the reformers are doing. And so, like Christians, you can't judge what Christianity is by what you know what your Christian neighbor is, or even what you may be. You may not be a good example of being a Christian. And so the Muslim is the follower, okay? And we separate the issues, because when I address Islam, I want to talk about the ideology, this system. The Muslim, he's a person. I've got to talk to about his situation differently. I'm not attacking him, but I am addressing an ideology that was developed 1,400 years ago, and it should be able to be tested. If it's of God, you know, it should stand truth. It should stand the test. Sure. And so, you know, so we examine that and we take that on. Now, okay, why do I call Islam the greatest challenge to America? Let me throw you into another field for a second. Hitler, Nazism, would you consider that evil and destructive to our world, to our way of life? Of course, everyone would say yes. Mm-hmm. Would we be appalled if their propaganda party was teaching and preaching their doctrines here? Yes, we'd oppose that. We'd say that's wrong. We need it out of here. And we would, you know, pretty much all of America would be in an uproar if that was going on. Now, why? Because we see it as a secular ideology. But what if Hitler pronounced himself as a prophet? Mm. What if he said his Nazism was his religion and he gave some name to a god? Mm-hmm. And he sent over his preachers to come and preach his doctrines. And it would have protection now under the First Amendment.
Right.
And so now it would be more difficult for us to stop that ideology from being peddled amongst our children, our schools, our prisons, our people. Mm-hmm. So if an ideology is evil and wicked and still under the banner of a religion, it doesn't make it right. In fact, our forefounders realized that in the, you know, the giving liberty of freedom of religion. I think it was Patrick Henry that said, except for those who use the color of religion to harm persons and property. And that's actually in the Maryland. It was in the Maryland state constitution, in the Virginia state constitution. I believe it's still in the Maryland, still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do recognize that there are some so-called religions who use the color of religion to harm persons and property. Mm-hmm. And Islam fits in that. You look at the goals and the agendas. The same. What kind of government does Islam set up? They set up a tyrannical, a despotic, a dictatorship, just like Nazism was doing. They kill their dissidents. They want to kill the Jews. And, you know, we could go down the list of similarities. And if Hitler did what he did, and we call that evil, if he did in the name of God, it would be less evil. We wouldn't call that less evil, would we? We would still call it evil. And so that's why Islam is our greatest challenge, because it has the protection of a religion.